From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Israel warns a nuclear deal will not keep Iran from getting atomic weapons. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu reaffirmed his view on Tuesday that international negotiations with Iran over its nuclear program will not stop Tehran from acquiring atomic weapons.
Now, I know I'm often portrayed as the nuclear party pooper, and that would be okay if I was the only voice against the impending deal with Iran. But I speak with quite a few of our neighbors, more than you think, and I want to tell you that nobody in this region believes this deal will block Iran's path to the bomb, or as I said, to many bombs.
The Israeli leader addressed a strategic conference near Tel Aviv weeks before a June 30 deadline for the so-called P5 plus 1, the permanent UN Security Council members plus Germany, to reach a comprehensive nuclear agreement with Tehran. Mr. Netanyahu is to meet Wednesday with the outgoing U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Martin Dempsey. The U.S. announced Tuesday it will not meet with a Muslim Brotherhood delegation from Egypt in Washington for a private conference. The group has been designated a terrorist organization by Cairo. Jeff Rathke is a U.S. spokesman.
We engage with representatives from across the political spectrum, and this is a group we've also met with in the recent past. Don't have any further reason. We simply aren't meeting with them this time. No change in policy. We remain in contact. We will remain in contact with groups across the political spectrum.
The announcement came amid reports the U.S. ambassador to Cairo had been summoned by the government to express its displeasure over the permission granted for the group to visit the U.S. This is VOA News. The White House has reaffirmed it is carefully examining the strategy to defeat the Islamic State group. Spokesman Josh Earnest Tuesday said President Obama had stressed earlier this week at the Group of Seven Industrial Summit that there is a need for more quickly to train Iraqi troops to succeed in the fight against the IS group.
Iraqi security forces that have benefited from the support of our coalition military partners have performed well on the battlefield. And what we know is that in at least one recent area where we experienced a setback in Ramadi, those were forces that had not benefited from being trained by the U.S.-led coalition.
Mr. Obama met Monday on the sidelines of the G7 summit with Iraq's Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi in the latest high-level effort to strategize against the militant group that swept through large areas of Iraq a year ago and has persisted in some of the biggest cities despite a U.S.-led campaign of airstrikes backing Iraqi ground forces. A moderate Syrian rebel coalition seized a major southern military base from government forces Tuesday. The Southern Front Alliance took what is known as the 52nd Brigade base a day after what a rebel spokesman called a short and quick but fierce fight. The base, located near a main highway running from Damascus to the Jordanian border in Syria's Daraa province. Defense chiefs from Nigeria, Niger, Cameroon, Benin, and Chad met Tuesday in Abuja to discuss joint operations against the insurgent group Boko Haram. Alex Bada is Nigeria's chief of defense staff.
Our meetings, not only as members of LCBC, but at the bilateral or multilateral levels, have created opportunity for us to move a step further in the ongoing fight against terrorism and criminal elements within our region. It is a known fact that terrorists do not recognize or respect international boundaries and as such carry out their acts both within and across national boundaries.
Joint operations conducted since February among the nations have pushed the militant group out of most areas of northeast Nigeria under its control. Eritrea has dismissed a UN report issued Monday that accused the country of systematic, widespread, and gross human rights violations. It called the report by a commission of inquiry totally unfounded and devoid of all merit. It said the accusations are the continuation of a, quote, politically motivated campaign to undermine Eritrea's political, economic, and social progress, including its human rights. The UN report accused the government of repressing the rights of free expression, opinion, assembly, and religion. U.S. Treasury Secretary Jack Lew on Tuesday encouraged Ukraine's leaders to keep working on restructuring their debt, saying IMF loans require everyone to make a shared sacrifice. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.